Hello, audio boo. It's Monday, the 4th of August, 2014, and it's just before 12. Taken Zara to Haven Vets to have her check of her eye. Oh, why is it that things are never straightforward? Basically, she's still not happy with the eye, so I've got, it's an antibiotic and anti-inflammatory thing in one. She was going to give me drops that I had to put in the eye, or eyes really, three times a day, every 4 hours. And I thought, oh no, and I said, I'll try. So she said, is that going to be too difficult? And I said, oh yeah. So she said, okay, well, I'll give you an ointment that you can put in the eyes, which will be okay, last a bit longer. So I said, okay, that'd be great. So basically it's an anti-inflammatory. I think that's right. And basically when she did a couple of tests, different tests on the eyes. And one of them, they kind of test the amount of fluid. The right eye was down a bit more than the left. And I said, oh, it's less. And she said, no, that's fine. It's more than 15, so that's okay. I don't know who that was, but... What's going on? Where's your phone? Oh, I'm sitting. Oops, now it's on the floor. Thank you, funny. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, and then she did like the colour test where they put dye in their eyes and see what, if it's basically supposed to be. They can check all sorts of different things, and also one of the things they check is the tear ducts. And basically, on the right hand side, it wasn't actually coming out. It wasn't releasing. So she had to add more and more liquid for it to happen. On the left, it was okay. It was draining. And she said it could be an underlying something or other with the eyes, but because her eyes roll or something. It's not something that affects her vision. It's not about that. It doesn't impair the sight at all. So it won't affect her work. And she's now able to work because there is no infection. It's just a bit sticky, and she said that the staining on the right hand side is more than the left. And I said to her, I have been told that there's been stain on her eyes anyway before. As to why it's happening, I don't rightly know, because they had been tested when she was at Redbridge in October having her lumps removed, and at the time when the colour test was done, they said that it, you know, did drain from both sides, because it's supposed to come out the nostrils. But I don't know. That's how I understand it anyway. So now she's got to go back Friday, which is even more of a bit of complication, because it means I've got to come back up here, which I've got to, I come back Friday anyway, but it just means that the appointment... The latest appointment I can have is 1:10.
1:10.
But the trouble is, you know, when you're seeing a vet, you have to try and see the same vet to keep continuity. Because as the receptionist at the vet said, you know, it's, you know, as she's having her eye rechecked, it's better the same vet sees it and knows what they've seen. And, you know, if it's any better or any worse or, you know, whatever. So I'll have the fun and games of trying to put the ointment in her eye, which won't be as bad because it's cream and I've got more control of it. I can put the cream on my finger and put it in the eye, I suppose. Although they probably would want you to put it from the tube, I guess, but we'll see. I'll see how I get on. So that's it, really. I'm just about to have something to eat. ascend to 12. And I'm getting the 17 minutes past 3 train out of Yarmouth. So I'm going to leave here at 3:15. Should get me, hopefully, if there are no delays. If there are no delays, it should get me to London about 6:02. And I should be home by about 6:30 if everything goes to plan. At least I can work an hour. I know it sounds wicked, but it was quite frustrating not being able to work her. Because she wanted to do it and couldn't, so that didn't really help. I'm so tired lately and I'm not sure why. Getting to sleep's been difficult because it's been so hot. Not much else going on really, so I'm just going to upload this boo and I'll speak to you later. Take care. Bye.